Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We kept him waiting a little bit longer than usual. So as promised, Darren Dreger, our hockey insider from TSN, is with us. Hi, Dregs.
Hey, how could I be upset by a four-minute delay? I mean, I'm looking at you, Duffer. I see the Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. It's the festive holiday season.
I'm so festive.
Yeah, I mean, you just ooze holiday.
He is always a great gift giver, though. Like, you
is
just
he?
See some of the things that I've received from Duffer. I think he takes notes throughout the year and like a note thing on his phone so
here
that it's always like something that we've discussed. That, and maybe the best one, we went to a concert in New York City a couple of years back.
Yeah.
The band's name was Stifler's Mom. It was a 80s and 90s kind of like, and it was unbelievable. So yes, a great gift giver is Brian Duff. So
thoughtfulness.
Just so you know.
Yes,
that's a very underrated quality. That is impressive, Duffer.
Thank you. I'm going to take the rest of this segment off.
That's good. Well, we were talking during that 4 minute break that you just came back from the Board of Governor meeting. So was there conversation over there? I know it's not the GMs, so it's a little different, but about the cap, where the contracts are going, like Alex Tuch, for example, like it seems like last week we were talking about, well, maybe he's gonna be the big fish on July 1, but then it still seems like maybe the number, the money that he might want would be high. So what's the feeling on Tuch, and what's the feeling on, you know, the governors and where this is all going?
Well, I would say there'd be nothing new from an ownership or a board of governor perspective. I mean, we know what the projections are for the salary cap for the next couple of years. And so there'd be no surprises in that. I think that there was a business presentation and just an update provided by Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly. I think that there is a developing concern between what could be perceived as the haves and the have-nots. And as that salary cap increases, sure, you're going to have a lot of teams, maybe majority, I would say marginal, slight majority, that'll spend to the cap. Other teams are going to be budget teams. They will set their own internal cap as to how high they believe they can go based on their own local revenues. But what should remedy that a little bit is how they've tweaked revenue sharing. And it's too convoluted, frankly, to get into. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got the teams that have historically always paying a little bit more into revenue sharing. You've got middle of the pack teams that have paid less that are paying a little bit more. And I believe, I'm not sure which team, there's one team that wasn't paying into revenue sharing that is now paying into revenue sharing so that the smaller market teams find more of a balance. So that would have been more of a business and a wider discussion. Beyond that, I think the Board of Governors meetings this week, largely uneventful and almost newsless, to be fair. And I was there with a contingent of five from TSN. A lot of time spent on the Olympics, and we've been down this road for the last several weeks now, right? Talking about the ice, talking about the construction delays in Italy and how big of an issue that could be. You know, is it even remotely possible the NHL pulls out? And it's possible, highly, highly unlikely. We know the players will go and play in quicksand if that's what's required. That's what the players always say they'll do. The other takeaway comes from Tuesday as the meeting's wrapped up. And Jared Maple and an FBI group, I believe, were there presenting on gambling and reminding the rules that govern policy with the National Hockey League, what you can and can't do, and how extreme that is and how much it matters. And I think that's a reflection of what the NBA has gone through, the NFL continues to go through, et cetera, et cetera. And just to put a pin in this, NHL head coaches have a mandatory conference called December 18th. And again, it's just another layer of the hockey operations department to remind everyone within their club that here's what you can do and here's what you cannot do. So know it well, and make sure everybody, players, staff, everyone associated, follows the rules.
Well, what's the big story for you then on the ice right now? We've got 26 teams in action tonight. Marty and I were kind of going through it earlier, and just like, there's a lot of teams. They feel like they're, you know, the sky is falling when you have a bad week, right? But I looked at Ottawa and Columbus and I think this is a huge game for both teams. Like
it
is, you know, and it doesn't mean that there's going to be a knee-jerk decision and a firing or this, right? That, but there are big, big, big expectations. So I'm just curious, like around the league, and you talk about so much with the Canadian teams based on who you're, you know, representing and have with TSN, but like, are there fascinating stories for you right now and teams that are on the up or, you know, on the decline?
Well, the fact that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's so jammed up from top to bottom, continues to fascinate all of us. And, you know, I think we all have our theories and interpretations of what that means. You know, a lot of people say, well, that's the reason why we're not seeing trades, right? With the roster freeze looming on the 19th, the reason is that there are so few sellers. You know, teams had no, by looking at the standings based on what you said, Duffer, you know, you lose a handful of games and it looks like you're out of it. And then you win a couple of games and you're right back in the mix. I mean, there are teams 2 points out of a wild card spot, but they're also 2 points out of second place in their division. Mm-hmm. That's how tight it is. But that also cuts the other way too. And now, you know, from an ownership perspective, are you looking at your management and or your coaching staff and going, okay, well, wait a minute. You know, we are so tight in the mix here. Could we stay in it by making a change of some significance? And I guess it's plausible, but I say the same thing every single time. You know, when you're looking at general managers, rarely does a firing happen in season. We've seen countless coaching changes, but who out there is better on the coaching front? If the outlier is Pete DeBoer, who's kind of said, I want to focus on the Olympics. I want to get through February. Now, if the perfect opportunity presented for Pete DeBoer, would he jump back onto an NHL bench? Of course he would. Of course he would. But I think that that does go both ways. It may, in terms of the tightness in the standings, it might be impeding trade activity, but I think on the other side, it also increases interest level and maybe a little bit more intensity from an ownership perspective. Say, we're not out of this yet, so let's find ways to get into that playoff conversation.
The Detroit Red Wings are interesting because with a win last night, they moved to first in the Atlantic. I think Steve Yzerman was being criticized a lot over the last few years, and you know, what do you make of like John Gibson and Cam Talbot? Like, are they going to keep that duo? Are they going to trade one of them? Are they going to try to upgrade? Like, it seems like it's been like Gibson for a little bit, then it's Talbot for a little bit, but it's never one that's separated themselves from the group.
And I don't think that either guy would be in play. I'm not saying for sure. I mean, we're a long way away from the March 6th trade deadline. But for the exact reason that you've just explained, I mean, it is a good scenario and both guys have responded well. You know, I'm thinking the number of conversations that I had with people close to John Gibson prior to this year, especially around Edmonton and Carolina, where there always seemed to be a connection to Gibson when he was in Anaheim with either one of those two teams. Well, look, with great respect to the goaltending in Edmonton and in Carolina, the way John Gibson has played for the most part in Detroit, I think he'd be potentially an upgrade on what those two clubs have. Is it sustainable, though? And maybe it isn't. And maybe that's why you're able to lean on both guys in Talbot and in John Gibson. But Detroit, for me, so you guys know this, and this isn't a criticism. It's a reality. Steve Yzerman isn't the most jovial guy to be around.
and is especially he festive?
He's not dumb.
Not always festive. Maybe he's obviously different around his family. I'm sure he's very festive. But watching him and being around him a bit this week at the Board of Governors meetings, he's smiling, he's shaking hands, a little bit more pep in his step. I mean, and look, in fairness, Yzerman has been through a lot of dark days in Detroit. I mean, so the fact that he's watching his games and they're winning more than they're losing and where they're positioned now in the Eastern Conference, I get it. And I'm happy for him because he's a good dude. But he was a lot more approachable this week in Colorado Springs than otherwise he might be.
With so we just announced the 05-06 20-year celebration roster that we is going to come back, right? 23 players are going to come back. The likes of Maxim Efinogenov and, you know, Thomas Vanek and Jason Pominville. Were we like your favorite team back then? Like, was that the, you know, you were like, hey, you know what? I cannot take enough of these Sabres. I got to have all I can with that group of players. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're saying that in jest, but you know, I mean, I obviously followed the Buffalo Sabres pretty closely back in those days because they were an exceptionally competent and competitive group. And, you know, the toe in the crease, I mean, there was always something that went along with that group. So I'm not going through it man by man and, you know, trying to jog my memory on this play or that play. but a good collection of players and some, you know, legit characters. So I got time for that era for sure.
Well, Marty's part of it, so that's
Yeah, but we have a three goalie situation again because Ryan Miller and Mika Noronen are going to be there. So who's the guy? Who's the guy left off? Right. So that's what I'm asking.
Dregs, we got to fly. Thank you as always.
Okay, guys, we'll check in next week.
All right, back quickly after this on Sabres Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.